This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The center has asked the states and union territories to take necessary action to curb malpractices such as hoarding and black marketing of LPG and other petroleum products. Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Dr. Neeraj Mittal, has written a letter to all states and union territories in this regard. He said rumors and misinformation continue to circulate in certain areas, leading to avoidable public concern and instances of panic buying. Dr. Mittal said only 17 states and UTs are presently conducting regular or intermittent press briefings. They have been asked to step up proactive and regular public communication to ensure timely dissemination of accurate information through social and electronic media. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the reform brought in the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 is a significant step towards simplifying laws, reducing compliance burden and fear of penalties. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today on the bill, Mr. Goyal said the aim of the bill is not to control common people, but to benefit them and enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. Mr. Goyal said for the first time 1,000 provisions across 79 acts have been decriminalized through the Jan Vishwas Bill. He added that this bill is an important milestone in the country's journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. The West Bengal police today arrested two persons, including the mastermind of the Gherao of seven judicial officers in Malda district from Shiliguri's Baghdogra airport. The alleged mastermind, identified as Advocate Mufakkarul Islam, was arrested while he was trying to board a flight. Speaking to reporters, ADG North Bengal K. Jayaraman said Mufakkarul Islam hails from Itahar in Uttar Dinajpur district and was currently residing in Kolkata. Three cases have been registered against him. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will arrive in Puducherry this afternoon to take part in election campaign. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Modi will hold a roadshow and address party workers and the public.
The Prime Minister will arrive in Puducherry Airport around 4:15 p.m. From there, the Prime Minister will proceed to Ajanta Signal Junction, the starting point of the roadshow. The roadshow will pass through a stretch of about 1.2 kilometers in Anna Salai and conclude near the Kamaraja statue. NDA leaders and candidates will accompany the Prime Minister. He will interact with party workers and supporters along the road, urging them to support the NDA. Bibin Asnath, Akashvani News, Puducherry.
First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, concluded his two-day visit to India today. During his visit, Mr. Manturov held a bilateral meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar in New Delhi. The Ministry of External Affairs informed that both sides held wide-ranging discussions focusing on trade, industry, energy, fertilizers, connectivity and mobility, in addition to new opportunities in technology, innovation and critical minerals. Both sides further exchanged views on regional and global developments, including the conflict in West Asia. During his visit, Mr. Manturov also called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi and held meetings with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the tallest bridge in Iran had been destroyed hours after threatening to bomb the country back to the Stone Ages. The B-1 bridge links Tehran to neighboring Karaj. Ghodratullah Saif, the deputy governor of Alborz province where the B-1 bridge is located, said the strike had killed 8 people and injured 95 others. Mr. Trump's post on Truth Social was accompanied by a video of an explosion. He urged Iran's government to make a deal before it is too late. Christians across the world are observing Good Friday today with solemn prayers marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Churches are witnessing special services and the way of the cross, with devotees gathering in large numbers. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for thunderstorms and hailstorms over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana, Rajasthan, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada till tomorrow. It has forecast thunderstorms and lightning over West Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat, Vidarbha, East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Telangana and the northeastern states today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.